to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, Indaba Ribini, give it up to one of the biggest vocalists in the country right now, Mashudu.
Yeah.
What a performance. Yeah. What song was that? It's not on my album.
It's Kwalula by Soa Matrix. It's my new song, actually. It's my new single.
Yeah, beautiful, man. Shout out to Mashudu. We are profiling female vocalists that are doing big things right now. We've got Azania. No, not Azania. Azana coming on later. How come you guys have never done a track together?
We actually do have a track, but at Master KG's house. So hopefully it's going to come out in the album that they're releasing soon.
Okay. So if I'm a vocalist or producer, I want to work with you because your voice is amazing. Like, you take it to another level.
Yeah.
How does one do that?
Instagram works a lot. Hey? Reach out to me on Instagram. Send me a snippet of your work because it's very important. Then I hear the type of music that you do. Then we can go on it.
Because that's how our track came about. I got a track with Mashudu.
Yeah, on the album, right?
Yeah. Track number two. It's called Impilo. And Amos. That's how it happened, so right?
Yes.
I hit you up on the DMs.
Yeah.
Dope. So I hit her up on the DMs, but I wasn't in the studio session. You were just with explain
Team I was with Team and SA, and then he was like, come in and do a song, but you approached me first on Instagram. Then I saw Amos there. It was amazing to work with Amos. Amos is amazing. So that's how it came about. In Bilo, we worked together to create that one beautiful song.
So wasn't it awkward because I hit you up, but you were there with T-Man who you don't know?
It wasn't because I think T-Man's personality contributed to how comfortable you become in the studio. So I was very cool with it. I was very calm with it, working with anyone.
How big a role does that play? Because a lot of producers tend to be very awkward people. Some of them, I want to make sure they're in a studio. You know, how big is the energy between you and the producer? Even if the music is amazing, but Yana is off Nyana because maybe he's antisocial.
It's very important, but at the same time, I get to understand the personalities about. But it's very important for energy producer to correlate in order for us to like take out a hit. Like the way I'm comfortable with Soa, it's easy. Come into studio, we do something because I'm now affiliated with his energy and all of that. But yeah, energy is important.
True. For music, because music is energy.
So Mpilo, which is one of the biggest songs in the country right now.
Yes, of course.
Yes, it gives us life. It gives us life.
Stream it.
Wangena, we see T-Man SA. You're in the studio. Amos is there. What happened? Did he play the beat for you first?
He played the beat first for me and told me that I can talk about anything that I want. And for me, that's actually awesome to be given a platform just to sing about anything that you want to sing about. And I felt the beat and then I came on it. And then Amos was like, wow, I actually like this song. I want to come on it. And then it became a masterpiece altogether.
So Amos came on you. So the craziest thing, it's on my album, but I still don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying life is like a car. It's always moving. It's always changing directions. But because of our ancestors' past lives and everything they failed to do, I have to get up and do it and make sure that I reach those goals that they couldn't.
So it's imoto.
Impilo imoto. Aimile. It's not always standing. It's always moving. It's always changing. But because of what our ancestors went through and what they failed to do, I have to get up and do more on top of
what. So what are the lyrics? Imoto, impilo.
Impilo imoto. Aimile. Hlezi kuhamba hamba. Ushintsha shintsha. Kota, because of the obligations zasemandulo, I have to always get up so that I fulfill better than they did in the past.
Beautiful. So that's poetic. Like, profound. That's like, dream, that's man. poetry, yeah.
And no. Then Amos comes and says,
Ngangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangangan
which is beautiful because first time I met you, we were doing the ACBC promo for the event I have in September.
Yeah.
Venda. That's the first time I met her. Yeah. And I was like, dude, you're such a vibe, you must come on the show. And she told me something which I couldn't believe. Her name is Mashudu, but she's got no Venda blood in her.
Because her Zulu Mandulo. I'm like, no Venda Mandulo, Venda Mandulo. Ah, yes, I'm so surprised.
Amen. Dimo Venda ne. Actually, I'm a South African. That's all it can be. But I'm a full Venda by bloodline. But I was raised by a very beautiful Sotho woman.
Wow.
So for me, it's like I'm a Sotho woman, but at the same time, I have a bloodline of Venda. So I can't speak to Venda for my life. And I have to learn it until the 16th of September. That's crazy.
I just say Venda. Venda.
My friends on the 16th, they're like, 16th, you need to know Venda. But the story is I was raised by a Sotho woman. But my real parents were Venda.
But you were adopted.
Yes, I was.
So how did that happen?
It was at a young age. I don't know how it happened, but I just know how my mom took me from a welfare and then I was raised by her and she's been doing an amazing job.
Wait, so welfare? There's welfare in SA, bro?
Hey, man, there's welfare.
Wow. Because a lot of times, like in black families, when you're adopted, you're probably raised, let's say your mom passed away and dad or whatever, you're raised by a family member. Mm-hmm. You know, they take you in and we don't even see it as adoption. We don't even call that adoption. Yeah. It's like, you know, you know? So how does it then end up that you're from a Venda family or parents and Sotho mom?
It's an adoption thing. And then you later find your roots and then you find, I'm a blood full Venda. But for me, I'm still a Sotho because this woman did a wonderful job. A great job.
That's so big of you.
So, yeah.
So are you still in contact with your parents?
Yeah, we talk, but it's not the same. I talk to Mom So every day in the morning. Mom So kitso galena.
Mom So kima?
Kima room, like the mom I live with.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So. And then your real mom, do you know? Or have what? How did you find out? How did you find her?
Another story for like a whole
day. That's what the podcast is for.
Story for the whole day.
No, like
it was really easy. I get it, you know, like you. There's files, welfare, there's a name, there's a surname, and then you try to find your parents. But at the same time, when I blew up, it kind of played an asset role because I actually look exactly like her.
Wow.
Like I'm a replica. So that's how it came about.
So who goes to the file? Do you go to the file or does...
No, my mom did. I didn't really.
So okay, cool. So your mom adopted you, raised you,
mm-hmm.
and then she felt a need to go to the file to find your original
mother. Yeah.
So she finds the original mother. Does she come to you and say, listen, I found your original mother. Do you want to meet her?
Or she did. And I was like, no. Because at that time, I felt like I'm a very logical person by nature. But as I was at school, so I didn't see the need to meet her at the time that I was in. Like I was at varsity and I felt like I had a lot of stress going on in my mind. So I can't afford to go back in history.
And you have a mom.
And I have a mom.
Like, literally. Why look for my mom?
She's been there. So for me, it was like, okay, I can go look for this person, but it would be like I just want to know where I come from and get my roots, and then it's cool. But
so how was the first meeting you saw her?
Yeah. It was good.
That doesn't sound convincing.
Nah, I'll be honest with you.
It was just awkward. It was just awkward because, you know, like when you're trying to feel that mother, this is my mom vibe. For me, I don't know for others. Others are so comfortable with it, but I wasn't.
What's the first thing you say to her?
Hi.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
And that was the last thing
she was expecting me to ask questions, but I didn't.
You just kept quiet?
Yeah, I didn't really want to know. But she was the one that was explaining herself. But I was like, I'm okay.
Rightfully so. Imagine it to be like this, right? Because a lot of people think maybe it's going to be magically. Imagine your mom tells you today that she's not your mom. And then you meet the stranger of a woman and she's your mom. What do you say to her?
And she comes and gives you a huge hug.
What do you say to her?
What would you say?
Because you know your mom is your mom.
I'd say she's lying because she's got a big forehead like
yeah.
And your dad is not in the picture in any of this, no? Biological.
He is, but I don't talk to him at all.
For real? So why do you talk to your mom and then not your dad?
Because I prefer my mom and not my dad.
So do you know why? Like, what situation were they in for them to give you up, for lack of a better phrase?
The explanation was because she was young, right? And I understood that she was young, but it won't change how I feel about the connection.
And that's valid. Yeah. That is valid.
So what part of that do you tap into when you make your music? Do you tap into that? I don't want to say it a void.
I don't tap into the void, but I tap into the spiritual part of why I'm connected to them. I think it plays a huge role in who I am and how I write music in a whole. But I do tap into it, but I don't have a deep void. Because my mom makes sure her can I everything again.
Dude, you grew up like a normal kid. You know?
Yeah, so it was like, thing, wow, Mac, that was a new thing.
And you knew your talent before meeting them.
Yeah.
So you never had a void.
And your talent started 7 years, you singing Oprah.
Yeah, I was.
That's crazy.
I had a big voice. I was short, but I had a big voice. And it creeped me out a little bit.
How do you get into Oprah at 7 years?
I just sang one time at assembly and then someone picked me up and I was like, that's talent. And that time I was corte somong. So that's how it started. That's how my music journey started.
What were you singing? Do you remember?
Jojojo, Plea from Africa, Sibongile Khumalo. That was actually my first performance song at Regina Monte at the age of 7.
So you do the Oprah thing. You're like, whatever, I'm talented, I'm good, whatever. Margit Cortez, I'm not going to make it in this music thing.
Yeah.
So how does the music bug bite you?
It bit me. I think high school, my grade 12, I had to choose between school and music because I was still doing opera, but the traveling was taking a strain on...
Oh, yeah, because you went to America, ne?
Yeah. So I chose school and then I started going at Wits. Ish, that bite came back again. So, because so I knew my cousin. I used to go to studio for fun. You know, like when sometimes like you have hobbies. So my hobby was going into studio, just sing and then file it up and then go home. And so...
So at that time, you don't want to make money?
No, I wasn't even thinking it that far. That's when I met Soa Matrix. With that when I saw
time.
That's when I met Soa and met Cetril that time. And then my first song was with Soa, Cetril and me.
Wow. So you do that song. You leave the studio. Yeah. You're not getting paid nothing and you're cool with it.
Yeah. I didn't really do it for like money until the bug really came into me. I actually love what I'm doing. And transitioning from opera to piano was a lot for me. I think I had to learn how to maneuver through everything. But when I did, and so I helped me through that journey, that's why I appreciate him so much.
He's a genius.
Yeah, so... That's when.
What do you mean it was hard to transition from opera to piano? What's the difference?
It's the dynamic of music. Like in piano, you have to sing about something, but it has to be direct and short. When it comes to opera, even if you write lyrics, you have to tell a story. Any paragraph, maybe say 4-5 nahana. Piano, you have to have like a short way of saying how you feel. But at the same time, how you sing was very important. How you hit the notes, how you try to make people vibe to what you're saying through the beat. So for me, it was a little transition.
And then if you didn't sing, what was the alternative? What were you studying at school?
I was studying electrical engineering.
Hey, high voltage.
High voltage. And the electrical thing wasn't looking promising.
It was, but now obviously the gigi kids are the MLT, so I had to cut out certain subjects. So I'm doing them as small as I can. Like, you know, unke maybe 3 subjects first semester, 3 subjects. Because maybe you're going to class, they call you, there's a gig in Polokwane, and then you have to shift.
Fuck the gig awards. The gig is what's happening. The gig is what's happening, not the gig awards.
I had to be smart about it. I'm still being smart about it.
So did you finish your degree?
I'm finishing it. Oh. Next year, I'm finishing it. I'm not playing. I'm just left with certain subjects and I'm done.
No, man, that's insane, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, that's insane, bro. University, you're studying. You get a call, but we need you at coffee in Polokwane.
It was bad. I think maybe when you have to go to like a far place and then there's an assignment that's telling you Sunday, my bro, we want you to submit.
At this time, are you signed to anyone?
No, not yet.
So you're just doing this thing?
On my own, yes.
So how do you even know how much to charge?
I think it's easy depending on the rate that you want to put on. Because I get a certain rate for like an artist. So whatever range you feel like you put yourself in and people are comfortable in that payment. Because now it's easier if I'm independent and I just have a manager and I have a distribution compared to like a record label where the money has to go from there to there to there until it comes to you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now let's get to like the song that makes you big. For me, I could be wrong. It's Mina Now.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, okay, who's this my shooter girl? Is there a song before that was on that level?
Yes.
Which one?
It was it's good. I did it Lichaivani before I did Mina Now.
Okay. What song was that?
Hi good the money good. Oh
don't. Do you know that one, so?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
You've ever played it?
No, I've never played it, but come on, it sounds familiar. All right, guys, am I the only one? It sounds familiar, right?
Wasn't that
a
bootleg?
Yes,
yeah,
no, that's me,
Simnandi.
Yeah, Simnandi.
Mina Now, how does that come about?
It was a normal day. I went to Soa Studio, I think. But before that, we had a pep talk, you know, we're talking about the transition of both our careers at that point. It was so crazy. He was telling me, I think at that point, that day, I remember I was at a very negative state of mind. And before we did that song, we're talking about, I also want to transition. And I know that we can do it. Like, Soa believes in you from that point. Yahore, you're an artist, you can do this. You just have to believe enough. And offer that platform, Yahore, I want you to be this person. So believe in it. So that they were like, we need a hit, bro. You know? And I'm like, yeah, I also need a hit. And we went into studio. He was like, nah, just relax and go with the flow. Then that's how it came about. Plus at that time, Nikki Kechi, so it was good vibes.
What does it mean, Nikki Kechi?
Kechi feelings.
Oh. Yeah.
Singing about someone.
I was singing about love. Someone love. Love, not someone.
Who, your principal or?
It might be my principal. I wasn't sure.
Why principal?
Or lecturer. You know, I didn't go to school. I didn't go to school. Okay. Let me ask Saul. Yeah. Saul is very musical.
Yeah.
Mina Now, what do you hear? According to you. She's right here, but what do you hear? Like in terms of lyrics and what she's saying.
Bro, when I first heard that song, her voice is so mature, her approach to writing, and I was telling her, it sounds like someone, and it makes sense now, you know, because she's been singing, and I was telling her, it sounds like a voice we're so familiar with, and it's got an old school vibe. It sounds very Afro-poppy, old-schooly. That's what I get. And then the beat, that guitar. It's like it's flowing. It's like it's just floating in the air. It's a fucking magical song. It's one of those instant hits. You know how when you heard Fairy Tale for the first time, you knew it's a hit? That song you heard the first time, you knew. It's got all the elements of the hit. It's so simple. The melody. It sounds like a song. Most producers were like, fuck, why didn't I make that melody?
Mm.
When you hear just the guitar, it's like so simple, But obviously, it's not simple, but it's just to the ear and familiar.
Would you agree with what he's saying?
Yeah. Afropop was on point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please, we need to know. And I'll and explain to you why I really want to know about Mina Nawe.
Yeah.
I'll explain to you, but go first and tell us what was going through your head that time.
I was actually, that song is a manifestation of what I wanted my relationship to be.
Oh.
Like, you know, when you talk something into the future, like, I was dreaming about a relationship that was like that in Mina Nawe, but it wasn't. Because most of my songs, you think, well, maybe I'm talking about something that's happening to me now. And most probably I'm talking about a manifestation of what I hope life could become. Like, you know, uthando lwabekeze kana go ralwana mara nake na na mbekezelo go bona, and then that kind of feeling ya hore ke batla hore yo uthando lunjena, but I couldn't say that when it came to that person or something, but it was that vibe I always write from.
Master KG fucked up
point.
KG fucker. He's a master of being a KG fucker. I said, man, your point is you put cock in the door.
But that's how I wrote Mina Nawe. I was actually manifesting a relationship that I wanted my relationship to be.
Do you understand how big that song is?
It is. It was so crazy. And people related to it so much. It was like, okay, now I know. People were in love. But I was so happy to know that people who were sad also related to Mototlar. Yo, I was listening. I was so sad that day. But when I listened to that song, I feel really good. And I'm like, that's how I want my music to be. It's like a manifestation. So you can feel whatever you want to feel. Plus, I'm a spiritual person, so.
So I walk into electro mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just had a hit with Nkandin, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get money for the album, the one that you're on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get money from Electro Mode so we can boost. You know, you gotta pay TikTokers now.
Yeah.
You gotta do music video. You gotta do all these things. So I walk in there. I'm speaking to the CEO of Electro Mode. I'm like, listen, man, we need 250K to push this album.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, dog. Unless you're hitting Mina Nawe numbers, I can't help you. Because according to him, I don't know if it's per month, but apparently Mina Nawe is hitting 50 million streams. I don't know if
that's
it's
wild.
All time or per month.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right in saying that?
Yes, you are.
So what is it? Is it per month or?
They explained it as 3 months.
Three months.
So I said it, yeah.
Yeah. And when he did the calculations, the song's worth 9 million rands.
Oh,
just from streams.
Me.
Just from streams.
And people don't like, and streams are like per stream, it's not a lot of money. So you can imagine how many streams you need to get to 9 million.
So you were saying to me is that, listen, unless you have a Mina Nawe song on your album that reaches those streams, I'm not going to release any fans. But that's the benchmark. How crazy is that?
Oh, bro.
You. That's crazy.
Have you seen any of the 9 million? Did you do the split sheets, everything, all that stuff?
I'm still disgusting.
You still disgusting?
So the money's haven't been paid out from the now?
Not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Okay, fair enough.
What do you mean? But there's money coming out.
But
there's money coming out every month.
But we're still negotiating a better deal.
Who? With you and Soul Matrix or Electro Mode?
Me and Soul Matrix.
You and Soul Matrix. So what was the initial deal then?
The initial deal was we're still discussing.
No, I hope you guys fix it. The relationship shouldn't turn sour.
It won't.
That's but the figures I'm quoting, are they like...
yeah, exactly.
Shouldn't
what
turn sour.
Hey, this one. No, because you guys make beautiful music and you owe us more music.
I know. It, that's why we...
Like the Matrix.
I'm not figuring my bullets. We're going to discuss, you know. I'm a payment, you know.
Nah, but, don't worry.
Yeah, because you guys make soap, like,
don't
and Tolana music.
Wait. But the amounts, do you guys know about?
We were discussing them earlier on a phone call because I get Electro Mode was like, it's either we discuss it through a meeting or with me and so, but we're still discussing it, a more appropriate deal that could fit both of us.
Because you know there's a UK company that wants to license it.
I heard, there's a lot going on for this song, but yeah.
Oh, guys.
50 million streams, doc.
Yeah, that song, bro. And that song is just that. It's a universal hit. It's musical. It's amazing. It's everything. You wanna that trended worldwide.
Yeah, Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's that. It's literally that. Piano that. And like, it's just a God-given hit. It's one of those hits, bro. All
right, cool. So, Mina Now has happened. It's big. It's massive. When does Cubs and Pori come calling?
They came calling after my song, I'm Kelvin Momo. Umoe. I think I did that song with Momo. And then after that...
Wait, you got a song with Momo?
Yeah.
She led varsity for private school piano. How do you love it? She's a graduate of everything. She's a scholar. Academic singer.
How do you meet Momo?
I met Momo online. Like, Momo used to actually support my music from the beginning. I think the song I released, Ya Koko Wami, he used to post my music, but he never really approached me and be like, let's make music. But I used to see every time I released a song, Momo would have it on his status all the time, even now. So for me, it was really crazy for him to actually be like, you know what? I actually want you in my album. And then that's when we did Umoya with Yams.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Yams is crazy.
Can you read me like a man's soul?
Yeah. Utana, nena, nani, nena. You're good, man.
What's it like working Momo, with Momo? Because Momo is a cult.
Yo, it was legendary. I'm not going to lie. He was like to me, okay, here's a studio. Tell me the beat that you want. For the first time ever in my life, I was asked the kind of beat I want. And Umoya was like, I want something islandy, but very spiritual. And then, yo, he killed it. Like now, he just sat on it. And it was like, I'm like, yo, okay, this is crazy.
Wait. So he created that beat for you from scratch?
Yeah. You said island and he had a sound.
I was like, I wanted something islandy and spiritual, and he did Umoya. That song, it was him.
It is islandy, windy, very windy, breezy, and spiritual.
He killed it. I'm not going to lie. He's salute.
And then you meet, Moya, and then you meet Kamza now.
I met Pori first.
Pori.
Pori, I had one song with Pori through Soa, but I hadn't met him yet. So the first time I met him was like, we came to studio, we made songs. I was with Leandro Vert, another artist. And the other one was with Mlindo, the Mnigi Wemali that is in the Konka mixtape.
That guy's good also.
So it was really hectic. It was great working with Pori.
So when you say working with him, like, do you meet him in studio or, like, do you guys have a conversation to say, Mashudu, I love your music, I want to work with you, or it's like, come to studio?
It's a conversation, and then it's come to studio, and then I met him in studio. He's always there, literally. Every time when people record, he's always there. Unless he has a gig to go to, then he goes and then he comes back.
I've got a question, man. Like, I feel like vocalists get the short end of the stick in the whole music spectrum.
Yeah.
In terms of if you're a DJ and you have a hit song, you'll get booked. Right?
Yeah.
You didn't sing the song.
True.
Or you're a producer. Where are vocalists in the spectrum of music?
For me, they're actually under producers. But at the same time, I feel like vocalists have an advantage because no one could say you're not in the song. That's your voice. Mm. With producers, it's sad because you can't say, I put this in the beat. And they could actually rob you of your money. But I think we under producers because unfortunately, producers gain more momentum when it comes to money compared to like a vocalist or the person that's singing that song.
Mm.
So it's a vocalist's duty to take themselves out there. If you don't put yourself out there, then they're not going to see you. They're going to see the producer that made the song and not you.
Okay, put yourself out there. How do you do that?
Post. It's my song. I get it's your song. Post. It's my song. Do TikToks. For me, I remember Mina Now, I used to do TikToks every day. And people, like I'd be viewed by maybe 20 people, 30 people, 40 people on Instagram. I used to also post it, and that time I had maybe like 2,000 to 30,000 followers. Just post it all the time. It's your song, and there's gonna be that one person that listens to it and understands it, but they're not gonna see only Soa Matrix. They're gonna see Soa and there's Mashudu in the picture. Because unfortunately, if you don't put yourself out there, no one will.
But then, in terms of money flow, do you think?
Including money flow, vocalist, money comes from the gig. So if you don't put yourself out there, I don't want to book. And then even if they book you, they're gonna take advantage of the fact that no one knows your face. So we can't give you 15K because when are you telling us that's your song? So you have to put yourself out there. It's very mandatory.
And even when the people see you perform, they'll just think you're a cover artist.
Yeah.
It's not your song.
It's like not your song.
Yeah, because they don't know you. The face that have never attached it to the song.
So with that in mind, can you survive as a vocalist?
I view it as vocalists have a certain time. You have a rise and you have a fall and then you have an intermediate. So you have to make sure, Hori, whatever you do on your rise, you take advantage of it so that the fall isn't too much. And when you come into the immediate phase where you're making music, people can see that. But now they're interested, or yo, there's a new vocalist in the picture. Khonale Youngstana, he's new. He's So you have to be smart. When in your rise, you use... Like, you take advantage of the rise so that the fall isn't that deep. And the intermediate phase, olungoyon, is also not too shallow for you. So that's
well how it is put. Not to say shallow fall or anything, but I think someone who's really done that so well. That one. no comment. But someone who's made wise decisions is Lady Du. Shout out to her.
Oh,
you know? Even
yes.
when she's still releasing music, she gets a big check. You know, she's still getting checks and big announcements, but the people are focused on Mashudu or whatever. Mm. But she's got businesses, good investments, all these things. She was never splurging on brands, etc. You barely find her in a super LV jacket. And she's still good. And she's happy and content.
She's got a salon.
And she's got, and she's got a solid fan base. You know what I mean? Even though she's not at the peak of Msebenzi Wethu. But she's still dropping music, still gigging, still generating money.
So that's
one. So that's a one example.
Intermediate phase.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm still new in the music thing. The song we did, there are no split sheets yet. So the song we did in Bilo, the one with Amos.
Yeah.
There are no split sheets yet.
Okay.
And
that's
we didn't
fine.
Pay her.
Yeah.
Because we should have paid you a fee to feature, right?
No.
No. Not necessarily. And if you pay me for that, then you can dispute, or we already paid you for the song.
Oh.
The royalties are yours.
Okay. So. In that instance, what makes you say, okay, cool, I want to do a song with T-Man and Mac G?
I think maybe, is it the snippet that T-Man, it wasn't even about the names, but I also go with the beat. So if I understand the musical element of someone, I'm going
to... Yeah, but you don't know the beat before you come to the studio.
Yeah,
I think
but
he's
he showed
why
me
you
the
didn't
work.
So why aren't there no split sheets yet?
I think Adi Vele after like 6-7 even a year after.
Yeah,
like
that's
Chalet
why.
Like Chalet Dawe way after.
Oh.
Way after. Especially for like, because Gito Tola a publishing sheet. Gito Tola maybe 2025, if possible, 2024 at the end. You I have the master's split sheet, so you're going to get streams. But I get the publishing, so it's like a year, 2 years after.
And it's cool with that. You cool with that?
Yes.
Shit, man, that's crazy.
Eventually, make a song, it can be the biggest hit in the world. And after 3 months, only then you register it, even with the body, Sampra, Sambro, etc. Do the split sheets, because the money doesn't come next week. So you can literally do that with music.
The reason why I'm asking this, man, I just feel like, okay, let me give you my context, Sol. Ne?
Yeah.
I feel like vocalists do not get the flowers they deserve.
That is 100% true.
Because you take that Mpilo beat, T-Man is great, he's amazing, I fuck with him, you know? But without her vocals, it's just a beat.
Yeah, even all the songs. Lalelo Moya, Umoya, Minanawe, they're all just beautiful beats without her. So, and you could give them to another artist and they wouldn't be hits.
So don't you think that then those people should get the benefits of what the song produces?
But they do. You see, the difference is, Joe, unlike with a Whitney Houston, where it's Whitney Houston, I'll Always Love You, whatever the song is, right? Main artist. With vocalists, it tends to be featuring. So main attention is always on main artist, even though they don't even sometimes appear in the video. Or in the video, it's her singing. The guys, they're behind DJing or walking the pavement or whatever they do in videos now. Right? But it's that, to get me. So it's always going to be Max song, T-Man song, Kelvin Momo. Because people always, yo, so you do Kelvin Momo more, lale. Then they sing her part, which is what makes the song. And that's sadly the part, the sad thing about featuring and the artist. And you'd find, which goes back to what she said, that it's up to vocalists to make their brands big. Take, for example, like I said, Utu, Lady Du, Ubuhle. Ubuhle, her brand is big. You know what I mean? I think she's a feature. Deep London is the producer, but she made it work. She's big because of she blew her brand up, so it becomes Buke's song as well. So, and also, she's all over. She does all these songs with all these other people. So if you've got one hit song, if she had Nina Nawe only, the name Mashudu would just be known for that. So it's up to them to make their brands big. Because the artists have played their part by saying featuring and put your name. Unlike the ghost producer who doesn't get their name on there. They get the really short end of the stick.
So is there a strategy to do as many songs as you can with people?
Good songs.
I would say yes, but don't work with almost everyone, because it also affects your brand in a way. But work, like, always keep your music out there. But it's good or once in a while you release something on your own and see where your numbers are. And then you continue doing music with other people, because that also builds like your own cult. You're building your own cult. So if you busy making music, maybe I'm doing music for Soa Matrix all the time, it's good for me, but I'm building his occult, not my own.
Yeah.
And it's very important to have your own cult. People be like, what should you do? Everything. So that even when you don't work with Soa anymore, you're still standing. Like, you're still standing.
So what happens with vocalists when, like, I feel like vocalists have a time.
Mm-hmm.
And when that time is over, what happens then?
There's a new artist. There's a new artist. The people move on to another artist. So it's up to that artist to maintain their brand, because now they're on their own. It's like that thing, I have a spotlight, it's on me. I use it. Maybe a maximum is 3 years. And then they focus on someone else. And when the focus shifts, you're on your own. Now you have to make things work for yourself. Which then depends on how you do it.
Who do you think has done that well?
Yo, Amos has done that so
well. Oh, Amos! Legend!
Amos has done that so well. I used to listen to Amos Kisala High School. And for him to maintain so long in the industry, it makes him actually legendary, and people don't see that.
Thank
and
God,
I saw that. I'm like, this person began Lipiano. And people don't realize her. There were spotlight people after that, but he kept on maintaining.
Bruh.
So for me, I think he's legendary. I honor him so much. So legendary. And he's still maintaining it even now.
Top 5 vocalists in piano. Who are you fucking with?
Daughter.
The queen.
Who?
Gosazan.
Daughter. Oh, the daughter.
Yeah.
She's good.
Basi.
Her
time is coming. Her time is coming.
Let me see. Who do I listen to as well? Simi. I like Simi. Like, she's underground these days, but she's...
Simi, Sanel. That's Simi. Sanel Simi.
Let me see another artist that I... Dinky. I actually fuck with
Dinky. Oh, Dinky Gunenes. Oh, shout out Dinky, man.
The fifth one. And these are females only. Somehow.
Yeah, no problem. It's woman's mouth.
Niggas can't sing anyway, man.
I fuck with Leandra Verd, my best friend.
Shout out Leandra Verd, man.
Who's that?
She's there from Kabza's album as well. Leandra Verd, it's all over, man.
I like that girl who sings.
She's pushing the brand.
Who?
No. Which it's you could never fall.
Yeah, that's Nanette. The end. Nanette with my boy Sfazo. You get
she's
them.
Also
shout
great.
Out to Sfazo, man. You don't have a song with Sfazo.
I do. You guys even come. It's coming up in House of Skeeja. I have songs.
House of Skeeja too.
Oh. The first song I did with Sfazo was Guvaliwe. There was a song called Guvaliwe. It was crazy with Yams. Hey, me and Yams have been working.
Yams,
bro.
So people know my music.
That song. We're going to a gig, I don't know, somewhere far, like 5 hours away. I'm sleeping in the back. And then the guys are like, hey, Kevin Momo just dropped an album. So they're playing the album, boom, 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 boom. It comes to that song. Oh, man, I woke up instantly. I'm like, who the fuck is this? You could never.
No, that's
she's
that,
really
no,
dope,
that's...
actually. You. Who, Nanette?
That's Nanette.
That's
yeah.
Nanette.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could never fall.
That's Nanette.
I know. Yeah.
That's Nanette.
Hey, I woke up.
Really?
I'm that's like, hey, who's Nanette. This, Nanette. Bro?
Oh, Nanette. Oh, that's Nanette
is
Fazo.
Legendary. Like,
Nanette is good.
Those jazzy songs.
I don't know it, man. Like,
she used to do jazz. When she told me she used to do jazz.
Wonder.
It was amazing to hear her from that. Like, she's crazy.
For real.
Legit crazy.
Mashudu, what are we busy with now? What's going on, man?
I'm working on an EP. I hope you're gonna like it.
Shut up.
Real world. You,
definitely in September, you're gonna hear from
shout
me.
Out.
Most probably release it on my birthday.
Yeah.
When's the birthday of September?
17.
How old are you?
You don't ask a woman's the age. Yeah. MG, what are you doing?
But you know how many vocalists. I'm asking a vocalist.
I'm old enough to drink alcohol.
Please tell me about this nigga, because is he your friend? Your manager.
He's Matumi.
Oh, Matumi.
Is he your friend?
Yeah, he is. He actually started with me from the beginning. And funny enough, we come from the same high school.
So don't you feel like that's a hindrance to your career to employ people that you know? Because he's not a proper manager.
For me, I'd say Matume, the reason why I keep Matume around is a lot of managers don't push the way he pushed me. He used to knock on doors that were closed for me. I think managers these days, they be like, things are going to come to you. Matume stood by me when I had nothing. That's the first one. Secondly, like Kwapusha Joe, he'll knock at every single door he feels like he can open. If it doesn't open, he tries again later. And for me, that's a business. That's someone I need by my side for business anytime, any day.
I think what Mac is trying to say is that he and you must be careful that your brand doesn't outgrow him and his abilities. Because he's your friend, became your friend, and he's got your best interest at heart. But there may be a certain stage where he can't go further. But he can, obviously, if he learns and upgrades also his skills. You know, because also, bro, let's be honest. Managers who've been around the game, they know how to cheat an artist because they know all the tricks in the books.
I
heard about Sipos Tole and you're alluding to that, right? Mm. About managers. Mm. The guys who've been around were managing guys who've even passed away. They're going to manage you. They know all the tricks and how to knock you.
Because when we travel abroad and we meet these international promoters, the one thing they cry about is managers in SA.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, what's going on with the management there? And then you find out it's people that booked or hired people that they're friends with, but they don't really know how to do the job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if Minanawa is about to get a deal in London, like, bro, that's some serious shit.
That is.
So you're fired. You're fired.
No. Hey. But also, man, I think you gotta respect the piano culture. Cause a lot of the guys, their managers are people who they were friends with. And they've created jobs that were not there in the first place.
What do you think?
And have skilled people. And have skilled people.
About hiring friends as managers.
It's not a good thing. But Nala Matome were not like friends, like Majida Fere Fere Maka.
But he didn't manage any artist. You're his first artist.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
No, like, okay.
He's your first artist and he's your first manager.
I don't know. It has its deal breakers, but it depends on what you're thinking about and what you want for your future. Because obviously it will get to a point where I feel like maybe my brand outgrows them or it feels like that. But it's my choice whether I feel like I want to leave this person behind or not. Mm. But it's really a choice for me.
Internationally, are we doing something overseas?
Hopefully, kupele booking.
Wow, what if you had a proper management? You'd be in New York next week.
Why you beef?
No, she's going. They're going to New York. He wants to manage you.
Oh, God.
You know, his middle name is Manenje. He's McGovern Manenje. So he's managing people also. You know, Vandas, but what Manenje? Yeah, man, like, I'm fascinated, you know. I've got, one is a bit personal, but, like, you always allude to spirituality and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I also see, like, you know, who are you with that, you know, spirituality?
I'm a Mdao, I'm a medium.
Whoa!
Yes, I'm a medium, so that's what I deal with. Spiritually speaking,
do you feel anything right now with anyone?
For me, whoa.
What are you, sangoma? What's
yeah, it? Medium out.
I'm not like, a sangoma.
It's a medium also in size, but
in a way, but
what profita?
Chomi, I'm a profit. I'm a profit.
That's why she's going to get the profits from electromobiles. What profit? Even on this side,
like I is one chicken, like me.
Wow, okay, beautiful. How where are you in your journey of prophet?
Neseki fedite ntotsa ka tsa prophet. Tsa ntse kene tsa bonao. Which means tsa ke tsamae go kitanyana ke boy.
No, is this serious?
Yeah, it is.
Dude, can't you see?
That's why I'm like I'm cool with my mom and kind of I'm always wearing it. Kind of when I'm kitchen.
I'm looking at the other.
You proposed last week. You was proposing on stage. Man, you call it stage. Hey, let me know. What's wrong with you, man?
It's not a chain. It's...
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's just a
that's why
chain
if you
chain.
Realize my music is manifestation. Yeah.
I could tell, hence I said everything about you is spiritual. So, yeah. Mike, and then my second question, mm-hmm. like I said, it's personal, right?
Yeah.
So, for someone like you, like Mo Pasha to Amagozi, who do you then talk to as an adopted person?
Oh, beautiful question.
Oh, okay. This gift
hey,
comes
this
from
is why we pay all the big bucks.
I don't get paid big bucks. Guys, the NGO, literally. I'm patalwa, the NGO. See, the platform. Yeah, well, all these times, it's good radio. It's telling you, Sintos, Tsunamis are releasing those army. The platform, I'm patalwa. See, yeah, well, Namako was actually bad.
Yeah, well, Namile, ooh.
Yeah, bad.
The reason why I also met my real family is because that gifts come from them. Like tatoka otsoko bogosing and my mom kena umpiling that gift. So ha ke pahla ba ba ke king be ke dulang le bona. Like it's both of them cuz bangenze lumsebenzi la.
Ehlala khona yeyazi.
A bloodline,
yes.
So it was a huge clash, but I had to sort it out for my own sake.
Thank you for doing for sorting it out.
Thank you.
And I can believe you're a medium, man. I can't understand about you.
So what's the chain?
A peaceful man, you know.
The chain?
It's not a chain.
What is it?
Man.
Banana, get two chains. Get two chains.
I'm a chain. You jewelry. What's jewelry?
It's a bead. It's a bead that connects all my ancestors together in peace. Wow. One, two. But at the same time, it helps me see.
Wow. Question. Yeah. Why is it white, not red, not blue?
Because I get to go with the prophet. And the prophet is white.
Namanzi or something.
Yes. So why didn't you tell why didn't you tell my police not to date Tulipongo? What a manje way. Why couldn't you see that coming?
Manje ba being gandol. And they're still together, he's still courting her.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Mashudu.
Beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend of the show, one of the biggest and the greatest vocalists in this country, Asana.
Stop it.
Welcome. Am I right in saying that the country is sleeping on you, man?
I think so.
Nah.
But what I've realized is that there's a time for everything, you know. There's a video in Ngiyibonile leya Naomi Campbell Izolo.
Yeah.
And she was like, she wanted to work with Calvin Klein. I think that's the word.
Yeah.
For the longest time. And then it happened after 34 years. And she was like, if it was supposed to be like that, then uNkulunkulu ihlele ukuthi kube njalo. You know? And she's the best. She's one of the best models to ever come out in the black community. So I feel like everything has its time.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's so nice to finally put the face behind the voice, man. You're so gorgeous. You're so beautiful.
For real. Ah, she's a beaut, bro.
Oh, you interviewed at Kaya, dude?
Yeah.
Whenever people see me, I don't know how to respond to it. They're like, oh my gosh, good to be able to get like, and then I'm like, thank you.
Do people ever confuse you with Azania?
Yes, they do a lot.
Nah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bit weird because she's not like in music or anything like that.
Nah, but it's the names, right?
Mm.
Azania.
Yeah, she's a broadcaster.
She's a broadcaster.
Okay, I didn't know.
So Azana means what? Like it's derived from your full name, which is Marco Sazana.
Yes, okay. My name is Marco Sazana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Marco Sazana?
Princess.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Because I was born Gwabafana Baningi and I was the last born and I was the only girl. So they called me Princess.
Oh.
So how did you get to Azana?
I was like, I don't like people calling me Marco, like they know me, you know, so. But people that really do listen to my music, if I go to a show, Marco Sazana, and it's yay. Yeah, so I was like, let me just make it short and fun. And Azana was the word that I thought of.
Let's talk about the music. How would you describe your sound? Because the first time I heard of you was Your Love, which my son loves, by the way. Mm. He's obsessed with that song.
Baby's Lover.
Yeah. What sound would you say that is?
That's Afropop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the sound that a lot of people like to say, and it's not the only sound that I do.
Mm.
I actually do a lot of things. I do house, I do Afrotech, Afropop as well, because I'm known for it.
Yeah.
But I'm not an Afropop artist. I am an artist in J alone.
Yeah, so you're not.
Yes, and I don't like being called a singer alone. I feel like there's so many things that I still have to do in this industry that abantu abangakungazi. You know why? Because it's kata sikakufiki. But when it does get to that point, you will no longer say ukuthi abantu are sleeping on me because it's just not that time yet and it's coming. So. And I'm still young also.
Yeah, 22, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things like what you still want to do in the industry?
I want to act.
Oh, okay.
Oh wow. Okay.
I want to be an actress. And as Besek Zoyenzega, and then something happened. But Besek, I was ready to take that route. And then I want to work with different brands.
Yeah.
I'd love to work with the makeup brand.
Okay, yeah.
I'd love to work with a fashion brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's so many things to do.
How did you get into the entertainment space? Because you studied law, right?
Yeah.
Did you finish your law degree?
Not yet.
Oh, you haven't finished?
Yes.
What's the holdup?
Why?
Money and music is the holdup. What do you mean what's the holdup? It's the money and music.
Okay, so I studied law. Ngahamba ekhaya, nga decided ukuthi the only way I can go to studio at night and do whatever I want to do is if I leave home, first of all. So I had to pass Gatlu Metri Kwami and then go study and tell my parents, I'm going to go get this degree. And then they let me go. But yeah, ngahamba ke. And then Sengfikile University, I planned that whatever slot engithola ukuthi ngihambe ngeGoli, I'm going to go there. So I started sneaking out and I went to Johannesburg to record my first album.
Yeah.
Yes. And then it worked out. I met the right people. It worked out. And then at some point, I felt very overwhelmed. Yeah, and it was gatidlala nange mental health yam, so I was like, I really need to pause right now because ngizohlanya ekhanda. So it's something that I still wish but I just had to choose myself at that point. And I was scared to talk about it, but now it's like people go through a lot. And if you feel overwhelmed, sometimes when it is hard to break, we choose a way.
When you say overwhelmed, what was happening at that time?
I was trying to make the music work for me. I had a song out, Your Love, with my album, and it was locked down. I couldn't perform it. It was just a lot of things. And also, like, my personal reasons as well. So
I'm
a fan. Like, but yeah, I wasn't okay. So I was like, I told my parents, this is the decision that even Funuguyens and Manji, Ogwa Manji. And then, yeah. And then the rest is history.
In 2020, oh yeah.
Are you really passionate about law, though? Let's be honest.
To be honest with you, I actually am. Because I feel like do you get it? It's like,
yeah, impressing your parents because yes, to be a doctor or lawyer.
I actually did enjoy it. I actually did. And I feel like when the time is right, also, Ngizo was good. But I don't want to wake up every day and be a lawyer. I actually want to do something with my law degree that has to do with something in the music, not in the music industry, in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Oh. Where maybe I get my own show one day when I'm 40 or 50.
Uh huh.
Or like 30 even,
yeah.
Where I sit down, go be in a show, seven to see law degree. I'm somehow in entertainment. Now I go to Ngizo Vuka Njalo.
So when you watch like Senzo's case, Tabo Besta case, are you intrigued in those cases?
I would be like, I don't even watch TV.
Okay, yeah. Join the club.
Call the show, she's a lawyer on Moja Love. But don't torture people.
I think I'd like something similar to that, Abo Moja Love type of vibe.
Yeah.
But like, waking up every single day, getting game 17, I don't think it's something that I want. Mm. It's not something that I'm used to or something that I've ever done.
Yeah.
In
2020, so you signed to Sanel's Brothers record label.
You got that right. Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. How did that come about? Because you were studying at the time as well.
Yeah, so when I came to Johannesburg, I first started working with Disciples of House, and then I was posting a lot, so I caught Sanel Musician's attention.
Okay.
And then because he didn't want to sign an artist, he gave me to his brother, Usandile.
Yeah.
And he believed in me. He was like, we're going to make it work. Even though you're in school, even though you have to Georgia to come here, I feel like it's going to work. So that's how we started working. We did my album in such a short amount of time. And then, and then we released it, and that's how it happened.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Sun Al's record label. A lot of people get it wrong.
Yeah.
It was actually Sun Al's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your Love, who's that song about?
It was about my boyfriend.
Ah.
I was scared to talk about it before. I've realized that a lot of people, they resonate with it. And most of the things that I've gone through, people have gone through as well. So I don't feel ashamed saying, Wootsy, it's about a person that I was in love with once.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What does the chorus say? Because I still don't understand what you're saying. It's like, your love is vibe.
People never know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, that song.
Yeah. I was saying the other day in the other interview, Wootsy, I hear so many stuff whenever. I hear die, I hear lie, I hear. That time people are drunk. So, like, they bash on my ear. I hear so much. It's, yeah, love is blind and I won't lie.
So
love is blind.
Your love.
No.
Yeah, love.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like what?
And let me tell you something.
Okay.
I wasn't even sure about the lyric because I was like, kiss and kiss us. But it's "And I won't lie." Mm-hmm. Yeah, love is blind.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, comma. Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Yes, that's what it is. Oh, yeah. And then the reason why we called it "Your Love" was because everyone thought I was saying "Your Love." And Usandile was like, "Just call it Your Love." And I was like, "No." And he was like, "Yes." So we called it "Your Love."
Oh. What did that's you want to call it?
What did I want to call it? I forgot.
Okay, it's cool.
Yeah, but...
What happened to the guy then? How did you guys break up?
Oh, why did this break up?
Oh, you said someone you used to love.
I did say that. Oh, my God.
There's 4 years here, so trust us.
I'm talking too much. What happened to the guy? What happens when people break up?
Basugana, either someone cheats, either someone abuses someone, either someone is not there anymore. What happened in your story?
I think sometimes when you're with a person, you reach a point where you guys just have to go your separate ways in order for your lives to become better. In order for that person's life to become better, neyako, fanelini. You reach that point sometimes, even with friendships.
Yeah.
Outgrow one another.
Yeah. It's like when it's time.
Was he the same age as you? Like, did you guys meet in varsity? Huh? Well, that's a no.
He was a bit older than me.
Yeah. Does his name end?
No.
Soti.
With what? No.
Nah, she'd
no, she's Edwin's time.
Never leave Edwin. Who left who? He left you or you left him? No one would never. These girls don't leave you. He leaves them.
Who?
Edwin.
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 Hey, you don't know Edwin?
No.
Ah, good. Ah, good, good, good. He's one of the good ones.
If you wanted to know you, you'd know him.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's like the biggest lady, you know.
Smasher
in South Africa, yeah. And like renowned, no competition.
Okay.
Yeah. We talk about him every episode because we're trying to get him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Want to fetch ice for him?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, so now you guys break up, but when I listen to your music, you speak a lot about love and yet you're so young. But it comes across very mature, the way you sing about love. Is that from your experience with him or just your experiences in general?
I think it might sound mature also because of the people that I've worked with while doing the music. So when I was 19, doing my album, around me were people who had been doing music for a long time, who took their work very seriously. So first of all, the sound is clean.
Yeah, it
sounds
clean.
It sounds very, and so Mauzo, Azana, when you think of Azana, you're like, oh, mature music. It was because of the people around me also. And also because I'm a good writer.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like ngangibala about uthando luka mama, because that's the love about family and my mother. So what I did with my music, especially ngomekthi uthando lwangempela, I pretend like I'm talking about a man when I'm actually talking about my mother. Yes, I do that a lot. So there's in my upcoming album, I'm dropping an album on the 27th of October titled Ikaku.
Oh, shout out, man. Shout out.
Thank
shout
you.
Out. Ikaku.
Yes. And oh, by the way, you can pre-save it. So you can go to my bio on Instagram and pre-save it because it's available right now, but you can't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, only one track.
Yeah. So in that album, there's a song called Ekoli. And Ekoli, I'm pretending as if I'm talking to someone who broke my heart, but actually it was my music career breaking my heart. And I was like, "Sengbuyele ekhaya, because you're not treating me well."
Ah.
But I pretend like it's a person.
You personify the music.
Yes, yes.
That's so, mindfuck, actually.
Yeah, clever, I do that a lot.
Approach.
So I think that's why I want to think Azana is so mature, and people think I'm older than what I am.
Yeah, they do.
Most of the time, yeah.
The song Uhuru, what are you talking about there? Is it black struggles, unemployment, poverty?
So when we were on our way to the studio, we had Sadlula, I think, and Alex, and we were having a conversation about abantu abamnyama and how izinto azikashintshi, how things have not changed yet. And so that's how it came about.
And then a beautiful song, by the way. You thank and you. Sanel are a beautiful combination, yes. Man. Oh, man, the music is clean. Yes. Have you heard Uhur?
Yeah, not too. Right. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Shit, you know we're meant to do a track together for my album.
Really?
Did your team tell you?
I think I was told.
Yeah, I reached out to you, but times were not aligning. Yeah. But I'm doing part two with Team NSA, so maybe you can hop on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
Now, that's about your brother's passing, right?
What is that?
The song.
Ushogo.
Yeah.
What is that?
Isn't that a song that you did?
Let me read it.
Ushogo.
My Zoom is terrible.
No, it's probably
what's the name of the song that you did for your brother's passing?
Okoko.
Okoko. That's the one.
Oh. That song, you know, a song doesn't have to be hit for ukuthi ingene in people's hearts. I've realized with that song, whenever someone posts about it, people have even framed it with pictures of people that they've lost in their lives.
Whoa.
And it's like, oh my gosh, like, but you don't even get that much sentimentalness your love.
Yeah.
When people talk about ukoko, they cry. And it's the first song in my album, Ingoma. If people haven't checked it out, please go check it out. The first song is Okoko. Everyone resonates with it who's listened to it because we lose people that we love every single day. So it was about my brother who passed away when I was 12. And he looked just like me. He was also an artist. He didn't sing, but he was very good with his hands. And he was just like the kindest person. He was my protector.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Probably still is.
He had cancer.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
Isn't it sad how we all gonna die?
Yeah, it is, man.
It's scary, man.
Yeah. Do you think about that a lot?
I'm really scared.
No, not really. But like when you, now that we're talking about it, I'm like, I just remember that we're all going to die.
But what makes that song so deep, and I guess this is why people cry, is that you're actually talking about how you want your ancestors to receive him, right?
Mm.
Which is deep, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And us, abantu abamnyama Africans, we sikholela in our ancestors and that they're going to give us izinto ezinhle, good things in our lives. So whenever I'm in doubt or I'm going through something, I also talk to him.
Oh, beautiful.
Please help me out in this situation.
But isn't it weird how we always hope that our loved ones die and go to a better place, yet here you are and we are saying we're scared of death?
Well, we're scared of the unknown. So you can't say that, but you don't know if they're going to a better place or if death is just nothingness. And that's also scary.
So it's our way of making ourselves feel better.
Yes, but faith doesn't kill. And to make yourself feel better, you must always sometimes be in delusion. It makes you happier if you're in delusion. I'm not alone right now. There's someone watching over me. Doesn't it make you feel better when you're in the dark and you're scared? Just be like, there's someone watching over me.
How do you wanna go out?
Oh no, stop it.
Mm-hmm. How do you wanna go out?
Me. Instantly.
Yeah, it must be quick.
Whether I'm shot, shoot me in the head. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, okay, it mustn't
whether be suffering. I don't wanna be sick in my deathbed. But you know, I don't want to say other things because, hey, you may just manifest
it. I love love so much. I always told myself, when it's time for me to go, I'd really love to have people that I love around me.
Mm.
Whether it's my mother or the person in Tandana and I or my child.
Mm.
You know?
Mm,
mm. Yeah. Okay. But let's stop now.
Yeah, it's getting a bit morbid, no?
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to ask, that's a bit selfish, but because even them, that's the last image they'll see of you.
Mm.
So they remain with that trauma and that picture forever, just for you to say you died around the ones you love.
No, let's stop it now.
All right, cool. We're going to stop it.
Yeah.
It says here you believe in African tradition, right?
Yes, yes.
However, you oppose cultural teachings that oppress women or allow men to dominate.
Who wrote that? Huh? Who wrote that?
Our producers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I do love, I feel like I express myself in a very beautiful way when I do it like an African. So in the music, you'll hear me chanting even. So I'm very in touch with Uguba, a black person, being umuntu omnyama. So that's how you see it through music. Because I can even make a song right now.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Beautiful.
Don't even have to write anything.
Yeah.
But njengenze nomayin, and I'll feel it and it will come out. And I feel like that's not very easy to do in English.
Yeah, of course.
Am I lying?
No, 100%. No,
being African is so natural to me. Yeah.
Where does that stem from? From your parents or?
It stems from the music that I was exposed to growing up. And also the people that I look up to.
Mm. Who are those people that you look up to?
Ooh, I like Nina Simone. I feel like she expressed herself in a very, like, fearful way. Who else? Amakwini.
Mm. Oh, that's my girl.
Yes. Brenda Fassie.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And then the recent ones, the ones that people, I think, wonkumuduyazi umsaki.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing. Oh, like, yeah. Oh, she's magician.
I like her songwriting, magician. And I don't like it when people say, Azana sounds like umsaki. Azana sounds like Azana.
Mm.
It just so happens, Uti, Shampe, Ama voice said, so they are kind of similar very. Sometimes. But I don't sing to try and be like her. She inspires me. She writes very beautifully. And she's one of the people that I actually do look up to.
Have you guys ever worked together on a project?
No.
Oh, why not?
The time.
Okay.
Time, yeah. I got all figures cut.
Ah, but you guys also track. Msage and Azana.
Together,
that would be so fire.
But don't you know those kind of songs sometimes end up being disappointing? Especially if they're forced. Sometimes those kind of songs.
They will clash.
Yeah, sometimes they don't live up to expectations.
Mm.
But why think like
theoretically,
that?
No, because I think we've had it before. Theoretically, it sounds amazing, but in reality, it might not. And both of you guys are magical. But I hope it does work out when you do it.
I think it will. I think sometimes before you create art with an artist, before Niza Nihlale Pants and say we're making this song together, just chill, talk, have conversations. Because a lot of times when artists clash in studio, it's because of ego, of wanting to do things first or wanting to talk about something first in a song. Kanti if you sit down and you're like, how mge, unjani?
Yeah.
Ngapi, layazi, kona lendota le, engagayo, like, I don't like what he did to me. He did A, B, and C. And then she's going to be like, really? Mine did this to me. And then you can literally make a song from that.
Or just exchange energies. Even if it's not about what you're going to be doing in the song, just be in each other's presence, yeah?
Mm.
Is that how your writing process is like? You like to get in studio, listen to the beat, chill, and then it just comes.
But I've realized because this year I've worked with a lot of people, and even though the music is not out yet, it's still going to come out. I'm so excited for that. I've realized that I have to kind of see how to work with different people. So if I'm working with the female, it's better for me to go to the mic and sing something, then leave and be like, yo, ngiyashisela, I'm just going to go outside just to make them comfortable.
I see.
Mm. Like, that's how you're able to collaborate with people sometimes. You don't have to uhlala lokhu nikhuluma kakhulu. Some people just need space. Just leave. And that's how you'll collaborate.
And producers, you worked with quite a lot of producers, dope producers, I must say. How was it like working with Sanel? Beautiful project, by the way.
Sanel Musician is one of the best producers I've ever worked with.
Wow.
Also with how professional he is in general. Like, he doesn't give off my vibes are off. He's very professional. And also, what I love about people that I work with, even now with my team, they take their work very seriously. So he will be there with computer making sure that everything sounds perfect. He'll get up. He's not okay in the head and come back and do it. And so that also raises your standards as a vocalist and as a songwriter. You're like, I'm not going to go up there. So everything is...
I got to bring my A game.
Yes, and I love that. I love working with people like that. Yeah, people who take themselves seriously and they work seriously.
And Prince KB, how was that like with him?
Why is your face doing that, Mac G?
Oh, I'm asking.
Oh my gosh. It was also very beautiful.
No, you know why I face like that? Because I'm thinking with Prince KB, you know, she just said, son L will stand up, listen to the music. Prince KB stands up, does a sex tape, comes back.
Why are your hands wet? Why are your thumbs wet?
Anyways,
we shot like sex tape with this game in between takes.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding, by the way.
No. I know you're not kidding, but anyways, okay. Oh, Prince KB. He's also Prince KB is the type of person that wants to put out his best work out there as well. He's also that. Because before the whatever has happened, he was once a kid who also wanted to make it in the industry wanted people to know umsebenzi wakhe is excellent. So I also got that energy from him. He trusts what he does, which is a good thing, because if you overthink the art, sometimes it becomes annoying, because then you get people doing a whole lot of songs that stay in computers. I did a song with Prince KB, who was like, yeah, this is the one, say kipale. That's yes, thank you. You know, you believe in yourself, and I think that was beautiful. He also takes his work very seriously. Yeah.
And
he was very professional also. Yeah, it was nice working with him, yeah.
Demtuda, you got a song on his EP, As Good As Nice. How was that, yeah?
I have a song with Demtuda called Mam Gobozi.
Yeah.
And when I started there, I was like, I want to work with Demtuda. I want to work with Black Coffee. Nice. And he was also in my list with Demtuda. So when I got the chance to work with him, I was like, okay, I stand big.
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep. We did the song Mam Gobozi at 5 a.m. Mm. After doing so many other songs, and then Senza with Ulo, Musical Chef.
Musical Chef. So you got other songs that are not out yet?
Yes. Please don't leave him out, because Musical Chef also, like, he puts in so much effort. He's also there behind the scenes.
Shout out to Musical Chef.
Shout out to Musical Chef, man. Yeah.
And the song basically talks about abantu abathanda ukukhuluma, people like talking a lot, and I'm like, phume endabeni zami. Let me live my life, and I'm not a perfect person, so if ever you want to judge me, but tu azi ukuthi I'm not there.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Who else is on that list? Black Coffee, Demtuda, who else do we want to work with?
I want to work with Calvin Harris.
I'd love to.
I feel like it sounded like I would really be able to do something beautiful with it.
Yeah.
I see myself so much there. And who else did I write down? I think I got the ones that I wanted this year. The music is just not out yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw you working with this guy, Sekakeni, baby. What's his name? Psyche.
Sykes. Yes.
Is that in your project or his project?
I have a song that I'm still waiting for him to send it to me. Please send the song to me.
Yeah.
That I'm going to put in my project as well. But I'm also on his project. And the song is called Vani Makwapeni. Talks about a girl who's like, you're not going to bangla me with anyone. So if you want to be with me, you have to be with me alone.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful working with him as well.
Yeah.
And also, he's one of those people who are also, I'm a perfectionist. I feel like I work best with them, because I know we're not doing anything I see in studio. So he sits down and he listens to the music as well. And he's like, okay, I think we should do this next. And I love it. So it was easy working with him.
It says here you incorporate Solange art in the music. What is that?
Oh my my gosh. Mm-hmm. I think that was, it was something that I once said when I was in, it was in 2019, probably, when I said that. I was very much in touch with free arts, like just doing weird things. I still feel like I do that. The last time I did something like that was with Murder and Diegelin. Do you know the song?
No.
If you don't know,
Black Motion.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Where you just do anything. Those who know Solange know that she's just free spirited.
Mm.
So sometimes I incorporate that in my art. The chanting.
Okay.
That's what I meant by that.
So Solange art is just being crazy.
Mm.
Like go to the lift, listen to just the kick.
Mm.
Solange art. Mm.
And like even the way you dance, like sometimes on stage, I just dance however I want to. Oh. And like people who don't know me might be like, why is that? Is it weird?
Yeah, it's like you're in shrooms or something.
Yeah, but look, I just do whatever I want sometimes. I just snap out.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, music is a form of expression, right?
And I love it so much. And
it is expression.
Yes, it definitely is.
Would you dabble in like shrooms and stuff like that?
I've tried smoking weed, I think, when was it? Like years ago, when I was probably in grade 10. And I became crazy. I hate the feeling of not being in control of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it so much. Like, I felt like angazi.
Try again. Take one pull and relax. The mistake, no, for real, the mistake with people are trying out weed for the first time, they think it's like you can just have it like in, if it was water in gulps.
No,
and relax.
I think I've tried
it's gonna overwhelm you.
Mm-mm, I don't like it. I don't smoke weed, I don't enjoy it.
Okay, cool.
Mm-mm.
That's fine then.
It's scary for me.
That's where it stops. No mushrooms, no
nothing.
Ah, get you. I
drugs
get you.
Okay.
Yeah, be scared of drugs. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get you. Tell us about the song that you're about to perform for us.
Okay, so I just released my second single for my album, Ikaku, and it's titled Shona Malanga.
Shona Malanga.
Yes, and it's the same vibe as, it's a similar vibe to Your Love, where a girl is in love and the beat is structured in a similar way as well. So the people who loved my first album are definitely going to love the second one. And yeah, Shona Malanga is a love song.
Okay.
You have a piano song with Donald. How did that come about? Because it's such a beautiful song. And I'm so surprised it didn't, you know, blow up. But it's,
what are
it's
you
a very...
Let me tell you something. Big. That song is blowing up, but not here.
It's beautiful.
And that's so weird because I've realized, Uguti, some things happen in the most weirdest ways. I was looking at the people who reposted. I don't know. I have no idea why it's white people.
Yeah.
Who love this song. Wow. And they're not from here. They're from Dubai.
Wow.
I say America. And in South Africa, I got off. It's like he wave just skipped South Africa. Mm. And it went somewhere else.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I have a song that Abantu from that side love so much.
Beautiful.
But it just skipped South African.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, and it's fine.
How did it come about?
When I went to, so I had a gig in Swaziland and I needed a DJ that day. And my DJ, when we came back to South Africa, he was like, come to studio. And I was like, okay. And then when I came there, it was a new space for me. So when I get to a new space, I'm like, oh my gosh, because I don't know what to say to people most of the time.
Yeah.
So when I got there, I went to the studio and I did the song and it came out in like 5 minutes probably. And I was done with the song in 30 minutes. We were done. And then one day, when I was with Prince KB, Donald came over and he finished the song.
Wow.
We released the song. It's a beautiful song. And then people from abroad love the song more than people in South Africa.
Crazy.
And it's in their language.
Wow. Beautiful.
People love our language.
Mm.
It's and in their language.
South Africans. It's in
Zulu. Oh.
Yes.
Mm.
Wait, are we talking about the same song? I'm talking about that Famba Moyen.
No, that's not it. It's that song.
It's so crazy. You sound like, you talk like how you sing. It's so weird.
Yeah.
So honestly, I don't want to bash South Africans. My last gig, people sang that song very well.
Yeah.
They did. So they're catching up. It's not bad. Everything has its time.
Your love for boxing, where does that come from?
Did you see the videos of me boxing?
Yes.
I started boxing when I was going through so much. Oh my gosh. I just wanted to release. Like, I just wanted to release the pain that I was feeling inside, and it helped.
Mm. What pain is this? You keep going back to this pain, man.
What pain? Umjolo yagoish. But it's not only umjolo. It's what else? Pain, just pain in general. So help me out.
Come on.
Just pain. Sometimes you wake up with the pain in your heart.
No, man, why would any guy want to break your heart, dude? You look so sweet.
I am very sweet, and I think that's the problem. That is the problem.
Oh, you took advantage.
You know, sometimes I literally wake up and I'm like, okay, today be a mean person, and I just can't.
Yeah, it's not in your nature.
It's not.
Mm.
But
this guy, who's this fucking guy?
But I think I think...
Fuck him.
No, not all the pain and misery comes from that situation. But I think pain in general.
So what does this guy think about your success? Like, have you guys spoken?
Guys, come on.
Hmm?
Have we spoken about what? About my success?
Yeah, and, you know, the pain he caused you and stuff.
No, guys, it's not that serious. Oh. It's not. It's not.
Well, it is. You started boxing. I mean, it must be serious.
And it feels nice. I mean, you don't have to box because you're going through a lot. You can box just to get into shape also.
Got you.
I saw that it helped me. Even though now I'm slacking so much, Gwichim, because I've been so busy. I really want to go back just to be a happy person. You know, when you wake up at 6 or 5 in the morning, like, your day becomes so much better.
Mm.
In general, the way you act,
true,
your confidence goes higher. Like, everything just becomes better when you wake up ekseni and you work out.
Okay. Yeah. You got a drink of grandeur in your hand there. We're going to play a game.
No, I'm drinking water.
It's the essential water.
By the way, it tastes very good.
Thank you. Thank you. It's your first time tasting grandeur.
Yes, right? And I've always wanted to.
Shout out. We're going to play a game of never have I ever. So if you have, you must take a sip. All right?
If I have.
Yeah, that's how it works, the game, ne?
Okay.
If you have,
take a sip, yeah.
Yes. Can I explain myself?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Never have I ever dated a celebrity. Okay, you haven't. Hey!
Whoa.
Which celebrity is this?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Ah, come on.
No, sorry.
Is it?
Stop the bag.
Is he taller than you or shorter than you?
What do you think, Saul?
Shorter, because, I mean...
Is he a musician?
There are not a lot of guys taller than you.
There's a lot of tall people.
Is he a musician?
Let's go to the next question.
How well known is he? B-list, A-list?
Hey, because not a lot of folks are taller. Who's really tall?
All right, cool. Never have I ever gotten into a fight.
Of course. Of course.
What was going on? What was the fight about?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm a person that gives people... I'm a kind person.
Mm.
So when I really fight with the person, it's because ngikhathele.
Mm.
It's when I can't take it anymore. It hasn't happened recently. I think when I was younger, I definitely got into a fight when I was like, yabo manje sungithwela kabi ke. You know, but that's the only time.
Yeah.
Mm. I think now, I don't think I ever want to get into a fight ever again.
Yeah.
People who make me feel a certain way, I smile at them. Sometimes I laugh. And I just
keep it moving.
And then I keep it moving and I take you out of my life, like, completely. Yeah. I don't fight anymore.
It's too much energy.
Beautiful.
It's too much.
It's too much. Yeah.
Never have I ever said no to a beat and regret it.
And regretted it? Mm. No.
Woo.
Good ear, huh?
What beats have you said no to that came out?
Like? I don't remember the people's names, but I know when something's because I've worked with Sanel musicians.
Of course.
And all these people, I know when something doesn't sound up to standard.
But what song like was big that was meant to be yours, but you just said no?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
And what song is big that you wish was yours?
That I wish was mine?
Yeah.
I think I can answer that one.
Which one?
You guys are gonna be surprised by this one.
Oh.
There's this song, Yantatestana,
uh-huh,
with this girl. It's Sasezola.
Oh, Stimela.
I wish I was that girl saying Sasezola. I love the vibe.
Big song.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I'd love to be in a song like that and put the element of soul like that lady did it. She did it so beautifully.
Yeah.
I listened to the song and I'm like, yes. Like, beautiful. I loved it. Yeah.
I was expecting to say Kusela or something.
No.
Yeah. Never have I ever recorded a sex tape.
Why that question?
Sometimes you need to just fetch your life.
It's sex tape really, season.
Yeah, well, so like,
being honest, before I even drink, I think we can all say we've all done something like that.
Oh.
We all
wow, have. Shout out. You're the real one.
Yeah,
so we're taking a sip on that.
Everyone should take a sip.
Do you still have it?
No.
Yeah.
Does he have it?
No.
So we'll never see it.
It's in the club somewhere. It's in the club.
Also, before you break up with someone, Boyens are sure would see those things are not in those people's phones.
How do you make sure? Very, because it's give them a fuck when you break
you
up.
You make sure somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Nah, there's revenge porn. It's a crime, so don't worry.
Oh my God. Drop it.
Yeah, it's a crime, so he won't drop it.
Last one. Never have I ever blown all my money in one night.
No, I'd never do something like that. No, I have so many things to handle. Like, I feel like sometimes when you are a person that, because I have a team, I'm always scared of becoming broke because anything can, like, you can't be broke.
Yeah, yeah.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
So I can't. Like, I'm very scared of that thing.
Never, ever, ever had a thing with a producer that you were meant to work with or working with?
A thing, no.
A romantic thing or fling?
Yeah, I don't know. She keeps it very professional.
In fact, when I go to
studio... Because guys don't, though. That's the thing.
If I get shook, I'm in a studio and I get this guy. Hey. Show good thing. This is 7.
Yeah, 7. I love that. Penduka, any question you want
to ask? No, I wanted to ask about the Donald song, but I asked about it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Azana. She's about to perform Shoni Langa, ne?
Yes.
All right. It's
Shona Malanga.
Shona Malanga. Yes. Take out of your new album, which is coming out.
On the 27th of October, Ikaku. Please go pre-save it. It's in my Instagram bio.
Yeah.
Just go there to the link and pre-save my album. And also go check out my first one as well.
Make some noise for Azana!
Azana!
Shona Malanga, I so Still do ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Parama chila, itlesha lefigi, ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.